The close of Wagner's Götterdämmerung, the final moments of the Ring cycle. Brünnhilde was the soprano Birgit Nilsson, Hagen the bass Gottlob Frick, with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Georg Scholti.
And those were also the final moments of Radio 3's River of Music, 12 hours of non-stop music reflecting 70 years of the third programme and BBC Radio 3. Not a definitive choice, of course, just one selection. I'm sure you'd have done it your own way. Was there anything that was a particular big highlight for you, Rob?
Well, for me, Sarah, the Dvorak Concerto with Rostropovich was very special, and many listeners thought the same, and that immensely powerful performance of Brahms' tragic overture with the Philharmonia and Toscanini.
Well, I really enjoyed Autumn from the Four Seasons by Vivaldi, Nigel Kennedy playing the violin, the way it was followed by Bluebird of Delhi by Duke Ellington. That worked really well for me, absolutely loved it.
Well, it's been great getting your thoughts and reactions over the day. Do take a look on the website and social media at what's been going on.
And the whole River of Music is available to listen to again for the next 30 days via iPlayer Radio or the BBC website.
Sarah, I know you're back here tomorrow morning with Essential Classics at 9, but for now, from me, Rob Cowan.
And me, Sarah Walker.
Many thanks for your company.
River of Music was a Something Else production for BBC Radio 3, with online production by Something Else and the Radio 3 digital team.
Welcome to Open Ear, a concert of new music in the round, specially curated by Radio 3. Cutting-edge composers experimenting with sound.
Laszlo Vidovsky, Apartment House.
Innovative musicians dedicated to exploring the new.
Juice, Nicole Lizet.
Join me, Sarah Moore-Peach, for Open Ear, live from St John at Hackney in East London, next Friday evening at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, after our extraordinary River of Music, we're back on dry land for the rest of the evening. Simon Hayes will be here later with highlights of a concert from the Pyrenees Festival of Early Music, which took place earlier this year in the Spanish town of Berga. That's early music late at 10:30. And an hour later, the BBC National Orchestra of Wales is led by the Baroque violinist Rachel Podger in music by Handel, Bach, Bieber and Vivaldi. But now it's almost 9:05 and it's time for our special Halloween drama, The Stroma Sessions. A group of musicians seeks to create a new piece of music on an abandoned Scottish island. The drama contains strong language.
We present these recordings in good faith and with all due respect for their provenance.
No stars to speak of. No hand to hold.
The Black Letter Quartet, a new music ensemble, had an idea to write and record an album on Stroma, an abandoned island off the north coast of Scotland.
Listen to me, please, if you get this, anybody.
They sought inspiration in the ruined houses and unforgiving weather. They wanted to make music in a ghost town.
Hilda, if we play it, I'm finished.
One, two, three, four.
The evidence suggests they found what they were looking for.
Number three, right? I've stopped worrying about the weather because it's just going to be 200 different words for fucking wet.
You're hearing a short film taken in the back of a Volkswagen Type 2 camper van.
Number four, I've stopped worrying about running out of ideas.
It shows Catherine Lillian Riley, violin and electronics player, slumped in a pile of coats and bags at the rear of the vehicle. The film is from the smartphone owned by Nico Paolozzi, violin, percussion and electronics. And his is the next voice you'll hear.
There you go, sorted. Just left to worry about.
Well, in your case, mate, extreme menstrual synchronisation. No, seriously, think about it. 4 weeks, three women, one man.
We've all got to make sacrifices.
Oh, he loves it. Masochist.
Sam, when are you due to come on?
Maintain dignified silence.
The woman at the wheel is Samantha Haviland. Cello and voice. Her shock of red hair. Was this past before the phone settles on someone in the passenger seat?
Hilda, how about you? When do you release the hounds?
As the figure turns to look at Riley, the setting sun passes behind her. The camera tries to adjust, but Hilda Miles's face remains in shadow. If she makes any reply, it is inaudible.
Are we nearly there yet? My name is Catherine Lillian Riley, and I am C-O-L-D, block capital.
The Black Letter Quartet employed a method of composition that responded to, and sometimes incorporated, field recordings.
This is the sound of my arse freezing off and dropping into the sea.
It was Riley's job to capture these recordings, which she did frequently, sometimes to a fault.
Day one. This is us firing up the generator. I hope. This is tarpaulin, going over the old school roof. October 21st, 2304. Infestation of gulls. They're going at something in the dark. Over the other side of the island, I think. I mean, listen to that. Question. Do you think of seagulls as like the rats of the ocean? Or do you think of them as noisy little dinosaurs?
Rats.
Little dinosaurs.
Stroma Sessions, Session 2. This is Nico hitting a crash cymbal. Hit it, Nico. Brilliant. The Stroma Sessions, Session 4, Take 2. Me, Riley, on violin. Nico on viola. Sam on cello. Hilda on guitar.
1, 2, 3.
We're stopping already, are we? Stroma Sessions, Session 8. Yeah, in honour of Hilda, who has, it must be said, been doing a lot of staring out to sea, especially the Not Scotland side. Here's Sam's interpretation of what Hilda's brain currently sounds like.
But by day 5 of their stay on the island, we hear more and more of this. Riley walking the cliffs trying to find the multi-instrumentalist founder of the Black Letter Quartet.
Flipping Norrell. I know you're gonna pick this up and listen to it in the middle of the night. And I know I'll never work it up to say this to your face. So. Here you are. You are the weirdest you've ever been right now. I've never known you weirdier. And that's saying something. Hilda!
Can you take an output from this lever pedal? I'm gonna nubble that bit from yesterday.
Yeah, I'll find a spare XLR. So did you sleep well, Princess and the Pea?
Slept like a big log. I'm loving this. I'm literally having a whale.
How come you feel so at home?
Who knows? Old buildings, fields all around.
Big moat.
Bunny, bunny boy. I was going to say the only difference is a profound lack of peacocks, but here you are.
This is, in fact, Stroma's school. Abandoned when the last families left the island in the early 1960s. It seems to have been chosen as an impromptu recording studio and living space, thanks to its relative integrity. The quartet used a collection of microphones routed to different rooms for different purposes. In this case, you can hear Nico walking into what used to be the kitchen.
Hey! Come and feast your eyes on this.
The following conversation suggests this had become a room dedicated the guitar amplifiers.
So, because if you wondered where Hilda had been sleeping, look where she's put her mat.
Well, sure, it's strange, but I'd venture no stranger than normal.
Yeah, but... Okay, see here. I think she turns both amps up to 11, and then she puts her head at this end, and she sleeps in between the hiss. It's funny, because it's true.
Oh, come on, what planet are you from?
It's not my planet. It's our planet. It's planet of the... Let's all go to an island where no one can contact us for 4 weeks until a boat comes to pick you up, unless everybody's killed each other. It's the planet of that. Don't blame this guy. I'm from whatever planet you want.
I'm going to practice some scales.
Really? I'm completely from whatever planet you want me to be from.
The Stroma Sessions files available to us seem to be from three different sources. First and most common, the sounds from Riley's portable equipment.
24th of October, 11:24. Grey skies, probably gonna rain on me soon enough.
Secondly, multi-track recordings from the school studio. As both these and Riley's files are time-stamped, we're able to mix them together into a simultaneous account of events.
I mean, this is sort of my life right now, people. Greyness, cold, wind, salt, salty wind, strong, cold, salty wind, slightly less strong, cold, salty.
Whoa!
Look at you. Look at you, you big puffed up bird. Seriously. I've never seen a red seagull before. Don't give me that look. Did I spill your pint or what? And is that flesh in your beak? Oh, you are. That red at your wings. Actually, you are covered in blood, aren't you? Completely covered in the blood of something. Oh. Okay. Moving on. Walk away from the bird that doesn't appear to be scared of you, Riley. Bad sign. That's nice.
Me nice?
No, not you. What you were just playing then was nice. Keep playing, it's nice.
I'm responding to you, really. You'd let yourself out when you play. Could listen to it for hours, mate. You know, to you, Boeing.
Mate, I didn't come all the way here to get sexually harassed, so just play the bloody tune.
All right. Yeah, all right.
So, this part of the island's called Nethertown, which is, you know, about right. Lighthouse in the distance, automatic job, empty. Whole island, nothing. No one. Not even any sheep, in fact. Despite what I was led to believe, that there was going to be fields of friendly sheep. That was close. That was too close. Almost went over. Okay, so this must be the gloop. A hole in the middle of the island. It must be 30 foot deep, and just the sea at the bottom of it. So it's really got these seagulls all worked up. It's dark down there, even in the middle of the day. Surely there's something in the water bobbing about. That's what the birds are going at. Oh, jeez. I mean, the inner water looks like hard to see because of the birds, but I think it's... Oh. Fuck, no. No, 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 please, no. Fuck! Fuck! What?
I love how you record everything, Riley. Is it because you're scared of missing something good?
Christ! How long...
It scared the living shit.
You think that's a body down there?
Well, I had a moment where I thought it might be you as it happened.
I'm up here for the time being. Could be a seal. Stroma has seals. Could be a dead seal. Look at these birds. Some of them are covered in blood.
Yeah. Where have you been?
I went to the church to see if I could get inside. But something more interesting happened.
Surprise me.
You know there's supposed to be no one else on the island?
Yeah.
I've just seen someone else on the island.
5 years after the Black Letter Quartet's disappearance, the Stroma sessions were discovered in a substratum of the internet. There is no single accepted theory as to how or why they found their way online. Metadata allows us to order and mix some of the material with confidence. What follows next is a case in point.
Bad looks of those overalls, his phone company. Trying to fix the phone, yeah, see that?
I was told there's going to be no one else here. It's quite annoying.
All right, mate!
I don't think he can hear you.
All right! Hey, mate, how you doing? I thought we were the only ones here. Is it working?
I will not talk to you.
Sorry?
You are not there. I will not talk to you. No one is there.
That's interesting.
Did we offend you in some way? Now, is it just me, or did he just bugger off without so much as a buy your leave?
Yeah.
Rude. Hey, mate, come on, come back. I reckon it's you he didn't like the look of. I mean, best of times, you seem like you'd happily drink someone's blood.
The phone's completely dead.
Hang on a sec.
What is it?
Where are you going? I think it's from the church. Here. Put the headphones on. Can you hear that? Is that interference? Radio?
I'm gonna turn it up. Whatever it is, I like it.
It's on that. Yeah, that's human voices, isn't it? Wait! Hilda! Hilda, you can't do that! Oh, man.
Come on! Let's see!
I'm breaking into a church, people. This is it. I'm breaking and entering God's house.
There have, over the years, been several churches constructed on Stroma. Visitors have described the remaining example, a small Presbyterian chapel near the southeast coast, as surprisingly well preserved. Animals have at certain times made their way inside. Rot has set into overturned pews, and the broken windows have been boarded up. The altar and the cross have not survived intact, but the interior is sound.
Can you still hear the voices?
Yeah. These are prayer books all over the floor, right?
Come closer down here.
Closer to the altar?
Closer to the cross. See if you can get more of it.
What are you thinking?
Maybe we can record in here.
I'm not going all black mass for you, love. Not on these wages.
Maybe the noise is what we need.
There's something else. Hilda.
Come on. Closer.
Oh, it's getting louder.
See if you can hear more down here.
It sounds like a scream. This is session 9.
Play it again. Stop it there. Put on some of Sam's cello from yesterday.
Hang on, I'm finding it.
Church recording back in. Lower.
I think that's interference.
Yeah?
Radio from the Orkneys or Pharaohs or whatever. It's got to be.
But there's half an hour of the same hymn and it basically doesn't stop.
Are you all right?
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Just think it sounds like you, that's all. That high.
What? The high?
Sounds a bit like screaming.
I don't think I could hold a note for that long. It's not right. Hit stop.
It's weird, I grant you. But there's something quite...
Yeah, I'm with you. Something that speaks of where we are.
Yeah, I'm hearing that.
We need to play better.
I thought it was sounding quite good.
It wasn't. Riley, stop the whole thing.
What's that with her?
I don't know. You know where she is. Maybe the planets aren't in alignment. Maybe Cthulhu stopped responding to her voicemail.
I've put the headphones on and I can hear you.
Yeah, but you are a nightmare, love. You've had a massive cob on for at least 2 hours.
Why don't I go through there?
Careful.
Hilda, I'm going to come through there and ask you how you're feeling, okay? And I want you not to kill me.
Be my ghost.
Maybe we can release her into one of the other houses and she can smash stuff up for a bit.
Yeah.
Don't think anyone will call the police.
No.
How are you feeling? What's the book? Can I see?
I'm reading it.
What is it? Is it interesting?
It's about Stroma. About what Stroma feels like. About the inevitability of how it was abandoned. In the end. And what was left behind.
What was left behind?
It's difficult to say.
Sure, I suppose you won't have got to the end yet.
No, I've read it before.
Oh, I see.
I read it quite often.
Hilda, are you going to keep being a complete mare tonight? Or
no. Yes. Maybe we should just wait until tomorrow before we play anymore.
Brilliant, you with that?
Yep.
Let's get drunk.
Yep.
This is the final recording on October 24th. In the early hours of October 25th, at dead of night, comes the following.
Mate, you okay?
How long have you been here for?
Been here since yesterday.
Step away from there, will you? Come on. You must be cold.
Problem with your boat? I can help.
Right here! Get away from the edge!
In general, it appears that Catherine Lillian Riley was the most accident-prone of the Black Letter Quartet, regularly losing or damaging her equipment, her instruments, and or herself. But in recordings timestamped the following afternoon, she claims,
I haven't slept well since I was 16. I don't get it. Stress.
Well, you can't sleepwalk in a small island. Closing the question.
Where was she?
You know that wee slice of rock they reckon used to have a castle in it?
Mm-hmm.
She was out by that, in her joggy bottoms, waving her arms, shouting a load of rubbish at something that wasn't there. Kind of reminded me of Sucky Hall Street, actually.
Oh, I shouldn't have had that whiskey.
Hey, and she was recording herself.
What, you?
Yeah, maybe.
It's official. She presses the red button in her sleep.
Rude.
Do you remember anything at all?
All I remember from last night is a dream I had about the boat.
Say that again?
The boat we came over on. I had a well-odd dream about that. Why are you all looking?
I dreamt about that boat too.
Was your dream one in which the boatman was at the wheel, but it was a huge ship's wheel even though the boat was small?
Yeah.
Was the sea like a mirror on one side of the boat and wild on the other side, huge waves that never broke over us?
Oh, I got goosebumps.
Samantha, did you also have the same dream last night?
I had something similar.
So, in your dream, was the boatman at a huge wheel on a small boat? With the sea like a mirror on one side and wild on the other? And did he have a particular lack of a face? Was it a grey space with no features? And Sam, were you screaming? and Riley was counting. And was Nico face down in the bilge water sloshing around the bottom of the boat?
Holy crap.
And was I inside the cabin playing guitar like this?
At this point, I'd kind of like to go home now, please.
Oh, I think we can use this. This is what we use.
Nah, I can't be dealing with this.
Why not?
Because it's horrible. I don't want to go back to it.
It was a good dream, though. The music from the dream was especially good.
I'm dead on that boat. I'm alive, but I'm dead, and I'm looking at myself dead. Seriously, Hilda, listen, I'm not...
That was unnecessary.
You've been weird enough, but this is too much. You're just ordering us around now.
Nico, I think you're probably scared, which is fine. And it might even help. But we've only so many days left out here, and your contributions haven't been all that inspiring, Nico.
Okay.
Nico, it's freezing out there.
Freezing here and all.
Go after him. Let's just play some music. I really want to distract myself.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
Stroma sessions, session 10.
With a system of composition that relied upon recording, re-recording, and plenty of discussion in between, arguments among the musicians were commonplace. And Nico Paolozzi had only been playing with the Black Letter Quartet for 11 months.
This is too long for him to just be off sulking, don't you think? We should be worried now, right?
Let's head to Nethertown first.
Coolio, your torch working?
Certainly, in the 9 hours following Nico's departure, a huge amount of new material is recorded. While Riley and Sam began their search for the still absent Nico, Hilda Miles remained at the schoolhouse, adjusting and adding to the day's work.
Do you think Hilda's going to listen to this eventually?
Yeah. Every night, I've been waking up around 4, and there she is, in the dark, headphones on, scrolling through everything I've done.
All reading that book of hers.
Why? You want me to stop recording?
No. Maybe it's best if she hears it. FYI, I'm sort of currently debating whether to start feeling freaked out or not. Just the man you met when you... met him and he refused to talk to you.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes people are just outright rude, I know, but it got me thinking just something else. Can I ask you a question? The boat, the one that brought us over.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Here's my question.
Given that I'd had plenty of whiskey, because I don't take to watch at all well.
Here's the thing. Can you answer any of the following questions? What did the boat's owner look like? How did he speak? How did we speak to him? What was the weather like, actually? You know, who got on first? How long did it take to put all our gear on board? How long did it take to get over here? When did the boat leave? Did we watch it go? We did get really drunk that night. Oh, it's gonna get dark soon, isn't it? Those are Nico's gloves, aren't they? Oh, God. Why would he take them off? He'll get frostbite, literally.
Right, don't freak out just yet. I think if you could hold back on the freaking out, that might be useful.
Look, you take Nethertown and the lighthouse. I'll head up this way and check all the cliff tops around to the Castle Rock, okay?
We'll hurry, won't you?
Narrow Geo. Hill Row, Hammer, White Healy, Bay of Slugs, Riff of Hebrig, Fully Geo. It's possible to cross Stroma north to south in a little under 30 minutes, east to west in a mere 15. The terrain is elevated toward the center and has no trees, and so the North Sea is ever present. visible from almost every part of the island. Every scrap of evidence available to us suggests that at this point, Hilda Miles was alone in the schoolroom.
Nico, can you play that quieter? Yeah, that's much better. Keep it there.
It is, of course, entirely possible that Hilda was using multi-track recordings from previous days, mixing them and talking to herself.
Sam, try modulating up a third, maybe? Play around. Try some kind of death count.
Unfortunately for this theory, some of the material is music we've never heard up until this point.
That's good.
Did Hilda Miles record it herself? If so, why the need to give regular instruction?
Section B at the end of this bar with all dissonance.
Because as far as we know, Nico was still absent, with Sam seeking him out in Nethertown. And as darkness fell, Riley, on her own reconnaissance, had reached that jagged outcrop of rock upon which was once situated a Norse castle.
Oh, thank God for that. There he is. Panic over, everyone. Nico!
It's quite close to the edge. Come on, mate, don't take it all that serious.
Nico!
What about? Oh, I think it's the telephone bloke.
Mate, you okay?
I won't speak to you.
You what?
I won't speak to you. You're not there. I won't speak to you.
How long have you been here for?
No one is here.
I'm here. I'm here. Step away from there, will you?
I can't leave.
You've been here since yesterday. Come on. You must be cold.
I can't leave the island.
Problem with your boat?
I get on the boat. I am underwater. I am back here. Every time. I cannot go.
I can help.
No! You're not there! No, no you're not there!
No, 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 no!
You've brought us to an island of suicide.
Shh. Recording.
Haven't you?
Don't know what you mean.
The body in the glute the other day down in the cave. Definitely a body. And now I've just watched a man throw himself from the cliffs. I saw him bounce off the rocks, break his neck and sink.
What are you nodding for? Stop it with the Bambi eyes. Jesus!
What are you looking for?
I found I need to try and connect if I make an emergency call.
I think it's over there by the hub. Don't worry. There's no signal. I checked.
What do you mean you checked?
It's important we're not disturbed, so I keep checking the phones. Hang on while I get this repeating.
Are Sam and Nico back?
Yeah, they're... Oh, sorry, no. They're not here.
Hilda, can you stop being weird? ASAP, please. A man has just died.
Are you sure about that? Because if you think about it... Wait a moment. Yes. That's better. Because if you think about it, what if a set of circumstances made a place a closed system?
I don't know what you even think you're saying.
Sea. The sea all around the island. Currents, turning, grooves in the water like a vinyl record. Every now and then the sea gets jumpy and the record skips. Or maybe it's the salt in the air. You use salt in holy water. I believe you use salt in an exorcism. Maybe the salt in the wind preserves the sounds.
We need to contact the mainland somehow and get off here.
It's true, though. The recording from the church, that recording could be from any time in the last 300 years. The guy fixing the telephone, sometime in the last decade, but who knows when precisely.
You can't crack us, love. Nico! What the hell happened to you?
He's seen someone.
She's right. I've seen it. I've got to tell you, it's real. It's all real.
This is Stroma Sessions 12. Hilda, I want you to promise that after we've done this, we'll do everything we can to contact someone off the island. Do you promise?
because that's my condition.
If you play well. Sure.
Nico, are you okay through there?
I'm fine. Give us a bit more level in these.
To isolate his vocal from the other players, Nico Paolozzi had been placed in another room, further down the corridor. The severe weather can be heard through the thin, decaying roof above him.
Stroma sessions, session, what, 12 was it? Yeah, 12. Nico's gonna tell us what happened, and the rest of us are gonna play to it. And I want everyone to know that this is Hilda's idea.
Can we start with the...
In fact, I think all of this was Hilda's idea from start to finish, right?
Maybe we can all just focus. Sam, let's start with you doubling the drone.
Here goes.
But Hilda... No more talking. Apart from Nico. Ready when you are.
Yeah, this is going to be me talking about the last few hours. I'm going to say it out loud and see if it sounds right. When we first arrived here, do you know what I thought? I thought, this is going to be fine. Quite peaceful, that's what I thought. I thought, 4 weeks, we can knock out a good bit of music and have some drinks to keep warm. So yeah, I'm sorry if I didn't really live up to the first bit of that. Because earlier when I stormed out, I was just in seconds. She's right, Hilda's right, I'm not really doing much good. So for a bit, I just walked the cliffs to cool off, you know? Watched the red birds down by the gloop. There's even more of them today. Whirling and diving. The sea looked quite calm, even though the wind was, like, mega strong. And you know how the mainland just kind of sits there like a grey sausage a mile away? And I just kind of got the idea, maybe I'll give it a wave, sort of, here I am. And I notice when my hand goes up that I hear a tone. It's a different tone in the wind. The wind slips to a different note. Maybe one of you guys do that. Maybe you play a different note. So I'm raising my hand now. And I bring my hand back down like this, and the wind goes back to where it was. Yeah, sort of like that. So I do this a few more times to check I'm not going completely la-la, you know. But no, I'm playing the actual wind. It's responding. I take my gloves off, tense my fingers, and I can give the wind a kind of vibrato. I can move my hand this way. It makes one kind of harmonic. I move it the other way, does another. I raise my hand. I lower my hand. When I twist my hand, note shifts then as well. I'm quite happily doing this without asking why. I mean, there's plenty of ways for your ears to play tricks, I believe. But here we go, people. Because after 3 minutes, maybe less, I look down and there's this kid stood next to me. What she's wearing, I don't know, it's maybe old style clothes, but they're kind of dirty and it's hard to tell. Maybe they're not old school, maybe they're just a bit muddy. She's got a bunch of weeds and flowers in her hands, and she's twisting them round. Long kind of fingers, fidgety hands. What do I do? What would you do? I do the obvious. I say to her, "So are you a ghost, wee lassie?" She pulls a face, like she's not sure she ought to say anything. Then she looks up and speaks to me. I can't hear a word. It's not that the wind's too strong, because I kneel down next to her and I hold my ear closer. Her lips are moving and no sound's coming out. It's like watching TV with the sound down, except that the wind's everywhere. "Where's your mammy?" No sound. Is your mammy here with you? Lips move, words formed, no sound. So, being down to her level, that's how I get to see her eyes, real close. They're a greeny grey. Maybe she's annoyed, because I can't hear her, but she gives me a little slap in the arm and turns around and runs away. I feel her hit my arm. She's no ghost. I feel it. And I call out, "Hey!" She just skips away. But, funny thing, though, bear with me here. When she's running, she's not getting further away, I don't think. It's like the perspective's all wrong. Like a trick corridor or hall of mirrors. Then I realise that what's happening is she's growing. She's growing upward. And also, you know, literally she's growing up as she runs off. Hair gets longer, legs more gangly, body gets taller. Okay, definitely a dream, I think. Okay, Nico, you've fallen off a cliff and you're dying and you're dreaming some sort of Alice in Wonderland thing. She turns round and looks at me and there's still the same eyes. Greeny grey, sharp eyes. But the wind is lower, right? And now something that hasn't happened the whole time we've been here. Sun breaks through the clouds. I mean, ridiculous, yeah? The sun is feeling really somber for some reason. The sun's really serious. It's not a happy runabout sun. And I sort of figure I've got to follow her. And the girl looks slightly pissed off with me, and I don't want to leave it at that. So as I follow her, I walk through this deep, wide line of serious warm that's fallen over the island. I reckon she's about 15 now or something. We're walking down to Nethertown. Her always just about 30 paces in front of me, just dawdling, you know. I haven't felt so peaceful since we got here. But then, well, because you know how Nethertown is just the occasional fallen down house, bricks with nothing inside, right? Not anymore, it ain't. Nethertown is full of proper houses now. They've all got roofs. They've all got doors. There's wood smoke coming from the chimneys. There's one with serious smoke billowing out and a soft glow from inside, and that's the house she walks into. I'm going with it now. I'm going after her. Even though I'm thinking this is too much to be a dream. My dreams aren't normally like this. My dreams aren't normally like moving colours for 10 minutes and a song I can't remember. Inside the house, everything's in order. Riley, remember when we went into one of those houses the other day and it was dirt on the floor? Just dirt and red feathers and a rusty bedstead. This is a house with people living there now. I can smell herbs. I can smell cooking. There's pictures on the walls, old type furniture, but it's not broken, it's complete. There's a tin bath. It's all got that temperature a family house has got, the runaround smells you can't control. I mean, this is a living house. She's in the kitchen. The serious sun is right across the room. It's across her face. Shadows from the window, they put lines over her face, but there she is. Same tangly hair, same grey-green eyes. I think she's my age by now. Sipping a beaker of something that steams. Those long fingers of hers tapping on it. As she's just looking at me. I can sit at the table. I can do that just fine. Wooden chair underneath me. Is there? Is it really? Stroke the splintery table. She looks at me. It's like I'm allowed there now. I'm permitted. It's as if we've just had a fight and we've just made up. She's got a half smile going on. She's talking over the kitchen noises and I still can't hear her. I still can't hear her speak. Sun's going down outside by now. Feels like it's doing it deliberately to mess with my mind. So what do I say? Sorry, can't hear your words. Sorry, this is a dream, darling, don't waste your breath. Sitting opposite her is 100 late night arguments with girlfriends, you know. It feels so familiar. She's disappointed in me. Those grey, greeny eyes cloud over. And when the sun goes down, I can't see her face so well. She's in shadow. She's not angry at me no more. Sitting there over the table. Our noses inches from each other, but no words between us because she can't hear me and I can't hear her. I ask her where she's from, then I stop myself. I ask her when she's from. She stands, and there's a set of stairs at the back of the kitchen, and she's up them. I can hear her moving around on the top floor, and yeah, I go up. Of course I go up. It takes me 20 seconds to get upstairs, right? But I reach the top, and it's nighttime. It is nighttime. There's all this flickering from gas lights and moths, and one room on that top floor is aglow. I've had to apologize a million times for stupid things I've said. Looking at her now, looking at this woman I saw being 5 years old, maybe 20 minutes ago, right at the top of them stairs, I feel that I should say sorry for being alive. She sat on the edge of the bed, looking out her bedroom window at the sea, one candle at the bedside. Bugs lindy hopping round it. She's, I don't know, she's 60 years old, I think. Those grey-greens now got laughter lines and serious baggage. I mean, but they're still the same. I can sit next to her, right? I can just sit there for a bit and we can listen to the sea over in the dark. I hold her hand and it's the same long, thin fingers she had as a kid. We just hold hands a wee while. Finally, she turns to me. It says three words. I think I hear them. I really think I do this time. Because I remember her voice. Cracked and raspy, but those eyes. Still a kid's eyes, I swear. She says, don't give yourself. Next thing I know, she's gone. Like the candle gutters for a second and she's not there. I can still feel her hand in mine, but she isn't next to me. I'm on my feet like a shot. I'm looking around. I think I see her through the window in the moonlight outside, walking with a limp, heading out to the cliffs. That's where she's going. And I'm... This is not how it finishes. This is not the way it works tonight. I don't care how many times it's happened this way, I do not give my permission, you know? I'm up on my feet in a split second and I'm down those stairs and as I leave the house... I mean, Jesus, I swear. I really mean it. It's pitch black with the moon peeping in and out of the cloud and easy enough to see things, but I swear. Faces in the windows of every house down the street. Watching me. Candles flickering. Doing nothing. Just in the windows. Eyes on me. In every house as I run past. I'm out of Nethertown fast as I can. I'm up to the edge before it drops to the water. I'm refusing to let her go. Don't give yourself. I'll give what I like. But maybe it's a few paces from the edge. God, I don't know. It's on the steps from where the land drops away. I tread on something. God help me. It crunches like eggshell under my foot. I look down, and that's when I know I'm not ever going home. This is what happens here. Start to finish every day. Because I'm looking at a skull rolled away from a sad set of grey bones lying in the mud. There's a ring of weeds and flowers around it, and I know it's her. Truly, it can't be anyone else. There she is. Dead. On the edge of the land. At the foot of the sky.
Nico, you're right.
Did you find him where he said?
Yeah. He was just slumped on the grass, staring at the clouds.
Okay, we've done recording him now.
I'll go make sure he's all right then.
I'm gonna check we got all that. Is Hilda?
Hmm?
That's the last thing we're recording out here.
He's gone. Well,
he couldn't have. There's no way out. We'd have seen him.
He can't have just vanished.
No. He's just gone.
Jesus.
Dundee, Fastnet.
Oh, my God. Human contact. Oh, my God, I love you and I have missed you so, so much. Poor becoming moderate. Oh, no, no, no. No, no, no. Don't leave me.
Brilliant. Okay, whatever. Still got the essentials.
My name is Catherine Lillian Riley, and I'm going to put this on a memory card and whack it in a bottle, and I'm going to throw it in the sea, and maybe someone will fish it out eventually. If they haven't fished me out first.
For a few moments, Riley simply records the embers of a dying fire. From what we can tell, she has set up camp in one of the Nethertown houses. This is the first recording since session 12 and is time-stamped over 24 hours after Nico Paulotz's disappearance.
Yeah, what would you like to know about Stroma? Accommodation? Well, I've had worse. I found the one house on the island that has a proper front door, which I can lock. Facilities? I got a pair of nail scissors. Probs do me, if anyone tries to get in. Overall, I guess I'd give it 4 stars. 1 star deducted because the whole island is, like, massively haunted. True, though. Listen to this. Recorded this through the door last night. Hang around by yourself for long enough and you hear more and more stuff like that. Something walks past at a distance. Someone's in the room next door. There's someone who keeps turning up even though they're dead. I think that's probably the official international standard for haunting, right? But yeah, what do you want to know? So I left Sam there with Hilda. In my defence, she didn't really sound like she wanted to go. Sam said something weird straight after Nico had gone. Here it is.
I think this is it.
There's nowhere for him to get out. It doesn't make sense. It's a solid brick wall, right? I mean, it's just impossible.
I think we're already gone.
I mean, fair enough, you know. Let me count the ways. None of us can remember the boat trip over to the island. There's noises from centuries ago all over the place. Can't move for them. Nico's seen people in the houses who obviously can't be there. Hardly surprising Sam ends up being the first to say it.
I think we're dead, Riley.
She sounds convinced, doesn't she? I mean, kind of resigned slash convinced. She's not even being dramatic about it. Not afraid to admit, I played this back quite a few times last night when sleep just wasn't happening.
I think we're dead, Riley. I think we died on the boat. Maybe we drowned.
If you're gonna think all night, you might as well have something massive to think over. Oh, come on. Can you blame me for not being sold on it straight off? Well, I'm out to flash a torch at the mainland. See if I can get some attention. What's Morse code for fuck's sake, help us?
Sam, do you fancy doing some vocal work over what we just laid down?
I mean, what? You promised?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Sam!
Riley, I really don't see the point. I might as well make music, seeing as that's what we came here to do. Maybe that's all there's left to do. I don't think I've got it right yet.
What about Nico?
I really liked his story.
Jesus, Shut up! I did not ask you. Sam, what about Nico?
It's funny, but can you remember his face? His face, it was sweet, wasn't it? Funny and just a lovely face. But I can't.
And there's me looking between Sam.
His mouth.
Who looks like she's been on a 1,000-year bender. Just, you know, broken. And Hilda, whose eyes have gone supernova by this point, looking straight at me, daring me to argue.
Come on, Riley.
Nico's gone. There are bodies everywhere. Forget it.
We could get it right.
Forget it, mate. And this is the harbour. Dot, dot, dot. Dash, dash, dash. Dot, dot, dot. The wind by the pier. Dot, dot, dot. With me flashing at the A389 over the water like no one's business. And back in the school, at the same time I'm out freezing me unmentionables, this is the Stroma Sessions, session 13.
1, 2, 3.
Obviously, had I known, had I understood at that point, I'd have been right in there and dragging Sam out by her hair, if need be, gaffer taped up her mouth. Listen to this, it's...
That is...
That's really getting somewhere. And if I'd have clocked what was going on.
Sam, keep going. I'm going to read you something.
This is presumably the book that Hilda Miles has been reading prior to and throughout their stay. Riley will later identify it as Line and Reason of Stroma, an obscure psychogeographical tract by the musician Levin Andreas.
Page 84. I bring a delay unit with me to the island, which records any signal to a loop of tape and repeats it however many times one wishes. When on maximum setting, the result is endless. I find it almost spiritually satisfying. Noise sounds as if across an infinite valley or down a subterranean tunnel that runs to the end of time. One evening on Stroma, I decide to disconnect any input from my delay unit. There is no microphone attached, no instrument. I set it to maximum feedback and leave it for the night. The following morning, I connect its output and listen to the still-turning loop of tape. There is a mass of barely discernible sibilance, chants, vocal notes, laughter, and shouting, seething away beneath the hiss of my blank tape in complex cross rhythms and clashing harmonics. It is, of course, impossible, but I feel like a scientist who has left a spotting of bacteria in a petri dish and woken to find a gloriously blooming culture. It is entirely as I suspected. Stroma has a glorious infection. Its feedback is not stoppable.
Meanwhile, I've had an idea. Darkness coming down, yeah? Still on the pier and no sign of anything responding to my torch, but guess what? There's a ferry. Goes past a couple of times a day on its way up north. So I wait. And
here he comes!
Low red and white car ferry. And I follow it all the way down the coast into Nethertown, signalling all the time.
Come on! Am I here or what? Come on, people! Please! Are you blind? Please stay over here! Come on!
Except I've been at it half the day, haven't I? And the batteries are going. Somewhere close to the gloop, pretty much all the way down to the northernmost tip, the torch gives out. All that's left there is me and those bloody birds. Those bloody birds, literally. They're still wheeling and diving into the gloop, coming up with scraps in their beaks, still picking at whatever it is in the water like it's a never-ending feast somehow, day in, day out, like it never stops.
Why have you stopped?
Tired. Listen to what happens next. Like a falcon hovering overhead.
You still sleep, don't you? Can't remember the last time I slept. Before we landed here, certainly.
You haven't slept once.
I tried the first few nights. I turned up the guitar amps to see if I could tune out the music the wind was making that kept filling my head with new melodies. But to no effect. Air here is just so full of sound. You just deal with it.
Why didn't you say?
Plenty to do in the middle of the night. I watched Riley walking around in her sleep. I read my book.
Hilda, do you think we're still alive?
I'm not sure what purpose it would serve to make that distinction. Sam, listen. See what you think. Nico's viola, that's the foundation, the brickwork, weather-beaten, unadorned but solid. Riley's violin, not quite right yet, but we'll get round to that. The violin is the wind, the way the wind hits the cliffs and rolls over the island, the string in the air, the dream of the boat, the seesaw, the waves, the four of us in concert, and the church. The delay, ringing out until the end of time.
It's all coming together, isn't it? Yes, I suppose so.
This is the best orchestra you'll ever be part of. Could you sing that note? The high note, could you ride the note that high? Oh, we just need you to give it everything, Sam. We just need you to feel it like it's forever. It needs to be delivered with that conviction, that force, that permanence. You can do that. I'm sure. We're really very close now. I'm convinced. I really am.
And while all that's going on at the school, I'm watching the ferry glide away. Just imagining the people on board. Got life going on inside. Maybe a third of a mile away or something. And because, well, what else have I got to lose? I raise my hand and wave.
What
Honestly.
I lower my hand.
No.
I hadn't believed it up till now. But here I was, moving my hand around and playing the wind like an instrument.
Listen. You can hear it.
Hand goes up. Hand goes along. Hand goes down. North. South.
Oh. We're so fucked.
And that's when I see him standing next to me.
Jesus.
No doubt. Seriously. Same overalls, same hangdog face. Definitely the same guy who went over the edge of the cliff 2 days ago. Flesh and blood.
I'm recording this. I'm recording you, right? This is an audio recorder. Say something.
Those who believe the Stroma sessions to be an intricate fake often reserve their greatest skepticism for the following exchange. What seems at first to be a one-way conversation with only Riley's voice perceptible is revealed as something very different once the audio has been amplified through various filters.
Say something.
I will not talk to you, a second voice seems to say.
Stop it, I'm here. Look. Look at me.
There's no one there. I will not talk to you.
There is no one there. I will not talk to you.
I saw you die. I saw you throw yourself into the sea.
Which time? I have tried so many.
Are you alive?
Are you alive?
Of course I'm alive.
I am not so sure. It is always hard to know.
I am not so sure. It is always hard to know.
Why are you here?
Sometimes I think.
Sometimes I think.
If I fix the phone.
If I fix the phone.
Maybe I can leave.
Maybe I can leave.
I try very hard.
I try very hard. But I never fix the phone.
But I never fix the phone.
And that's not a fault on the recording. That's the wind stopping. Just stops. Dead. And the telephone guy has gone. And there's just perfectly still air. And God help me, straight away I know what that means.
Oh, God. Sam!
And I'm across the island, fast as my legs can take me, all the way back to the schoolhouse.
Sam! Where is she?
Listen to this. It's really coming together.
Where's Sam?
Here she is. Oh, it was beautiful, Riley. It was really lovely. Very peaceful. Only needed 3 takes, maybe 4. We used the delay unit. And in the end, I could just sit back. I didn't even have to work the mixing desk. Sam handled it all. Her voice got stronger and stronger. And as that happened, I guess she just started to fade. Like she was fading into the note. That's what it looked like to me. The wind around got lighter. Her hands went first. Gradually transparent. Fingers still flexing. It was funny. And then her eyes went. Then her face. Her body. And then you can hear it. Right at the end of the piece. The vocal stops and... headphones falling to the ground. So appropriate. So like Sam. So lovely.
We present these recordings in good faith and with all due respect for their provenance. Here, with Riley playing back and commenting upon the previous day's events, We have left the files undisturbed.
Without saying a word, I just knew it. No one was making the music.
As the night progresses, her recording behavior becomes increasingly erratic.
You won't date, no.
And she often activates her equipment for split seconds at a time, only to switch it off again immediately.
Not with the black letter.
Entire hours pass this way. Perhaps Riley was beginning to construct what she imagined to be the diary of a shipwreck. Only one thing seems indisputable. By the early hours of the morning, Riley had drunk a substantial amount of whiskey.
It's not a human noise. It's not, is it? That's not a sound a human being can be.
Hilda knew. Hilda brought us all here to die.
So, hey guys, how about an island? How about marooning yourselves and making a record? Yeah, sure, Hilda. Tell us about this island.
Here's the book she was reading all week.
Line and Reason of Stroma by Levin Andreas. Never told us this. Page. Robert Hamilton, Bishop of Caithness, 1638. The people of Stroma profane their kirk with songs of love, most bawdy, also idolatry of sea demons, clouds, and formations of the stars. Most terrible to God, they hold a song sung well, the most pure of any kind, sense immaterial, piety notwithstanding. Also, they prostrate themselves before the song. To sing on Stroma is to slide into hell. No tithe is offered. They do not shrive. Their bodies do not decay. Spectres sing with the flesh. They are salty, godless, and beyond compassion. Their kirk rotten, ever ruins, unto their very founding. Oh, he knew the score. Good old Bishop Robert Hamilton.
Hilda knew. Hilda has it all worked out. I know. I've listened to every last bit of her. Of it. This is her. You want proof? This is her earlier.
Stroma Sessions, Session 13. Sam's vocal, take 3.
I'm really not sure anymore.
No, it's fine. Let's keep going.
Hilda, I feel weird. Can't we edit from what I've already done?
No, that wouldn't be quite right. Yeah, that's better. Sam, why did we come here?
I'm not sure why you're asking me.
What was the idea?
To get away?
To get far away. Why did you say yes to coming?
Because it didn't...
Go on.
Because it didn't sound comfortable or sensible, which is what I've been for most of my life. And it scared me, and I thought that might be good.
So use that. Put all of that into your voice and give me one more take. Trust me, we'll play it one more time.
But I don't know what this feeling is.
Describe it.
I feel like I'm short of oxygen, or I've fallen asleep at the wrong time and just woken up suddenly. My whole head is buzzy.
Pain makes your instincts strong. Times like this, you can sing without pattern, without thought. You're not a selfish person anyway, Sam. But right now, it's almost impossible for you to be anything other than true.
Okay, yes, okay.
Shall I play it back?
Where did Riley go again?
She has her own problems, and she just needs a little time. It's fine.
Where did Nico go?
He got annoyed with me, but he'll be back.
Annoyed? Did that just happen now?
I'm sure he's close by.
Hilda, if we play it, I'm finished. Yeah? One more time, then I'm done.
Sure. 1, 2, 3, 4.
If you get this, anybody, anyone who gets this, get this. Do not sing a song on Stroma. Do not raise your voice. Do not play a note. Do not hold your hand to the air. The sky is a harp. The ground is a drum. The woman Nico saw, she was white. She said it. You just end up giving yourself. Don't give yourself. You just end up serving something you don't understand. I mean, I know I'm a musician. I know that's part of the deal. But it shouldn't. This isn't fair, is it? It's not fair to be roped into a song that never stops.
So I know why she's here. I know why she's looking for me. I took the files. I took all of them. I just ripped the hard drive off the laptop, walked away. Not safely ejected.
Took her book as well. She wants them back. Because she's useless without the others. Without the rest of us.
Are you Hilda? Useless!
Riley! Can I have your recordings back now, please?
You're a ghoul!
I could probably just push this door slightly and it would fall right in.
I've got nail scissors, know that!
Riley. You'll understand soon enough. Tell you what, I'll be out by the glue once he's sober up.
I am not going there. It's covered in seagulls.
Not anymore, is it?
The following is the final Stroma Sessions file from the original source. It begins with Riley deciding to meet Hilda Miles at the Gloop. The hole in the island with a sheer drop down to the sea cave below.
I can't see a bloody thing except her. It's like she's swallowing the moonlight.
You step away from there. I'm not coming that close to the edge.
I love how you record everything, Riley. Is it because you're afraid of missing something good? Look at that sky. Oh, it's like an oil spill. Stars to speak of, no hand to hold.
Tell me you knew. Say it into the microphone. Tell me you knew we'd die out here.
From the moment we saw the body down there in the water, this whole thing was coming together, wasn't it? You were like, oh yeah, this is exactly what I wanted.
There's no body down there anymore, which is about right. I'm up here for the time being.
What do you mean? I saw it! I saw a body, I saw the gulls eat it, I saw one bird covered in blood with flesh in its beak, I saw a man fall to his death, I saw my friends eaten up by this place. I saw in your book. You knew. You knew, and you're gonna tell me you knew. You're gonna say it.
What did we do to deserve this?
I mean, you're really good musicians, you know. You talk a lot in between playing, of course, but one can't have everything. Sam has a kind of fluidity to her playing that comes from being a pliable but intelligent person. Nico's desperate to connect, which makes him a good listener. And despite what you think, Riley, your mistakes are the making of you. You'll need to remember that.
Shut up. Say it into the microphone. What gives you the right?
The right? Are we talking about rights now? You're the one who kills me in a moment.
What?
In a moment, you'll push me all the way down there. I hit the rocks on the way and I die. There's a cloud of red seagulls comes down, huge flocks of them, and they pick my corpse clean. They do it in seconds.
Stop messing with me!
Shh. Hey, bring the mic a bit closer. Riley, how many years have we played together? hundreds of concerts, and how many people heard us live? Thousands? But this is different. Stroma's different. Something happened here. Something that keeps happening forever. The whole island is a needle in a circular groove. It's a tape loop that never stops. It's in concert with itself. Isn't that exciting?
You've graduated. You're a monster. Finally, 100%. Congratulations.
Congratulations! This is the best gig we'll ever play, Riley. Right here. And you'll need to listen, because you'll be on your own soon. Stroma is the most perfect medium. It's worth the sacrifice. It's worth giving yourself completely without regret.
Recycle.
You've got to listen, Riley. Any moment now, it's the water and the birds and the blood. You'll need to finish the sessions alone, okay? So, I think Nico's part could overall be lower, and Sam's cello is the key. Keep her foregrounded, yes?
Here's your handiwork, mate. Everything we've done, every note, every take on this eeny-weeny drive, and guess what, Hilda? It's going straight in the sea.
It won't matter. When you open up the laptop tomorrow, everything will still be there. All of it.
Straight in the salt water. So much for your everlasting scheme, mate. So much for your orchestration.
You're not listening.
You're not listening. You killed us all.
You got on that boat of your own accord. Deep down, you want this, Riley. You want this as much as I do. Play music, Riley. Get it right.
Get back.
Get back. Riley, let's face it. What else can you do? Come on. What are you worth? Oh, come near me, Riley. Oh, no.
First thing I noticed is that there's always diesel for the Jenny. I always think I'm running out, and then I get up every morning and there it is. Fresh gas, man. I mean, Tuesday. Sod it. Seriously. My name is Catherine Lillian Riley, and I am alone on the island of Stroma in the North Sea. I've lit some fires. Cold. Today I had decided I couldn't take it anymore and the laptop got switched back on. I listened to session 13 and it's pretty good. Hilda's body is totally gone today. Some bones were there for a bit, floating in the gloop. So what? She ain't anymore. Bye, bye, bye. 4 weeks gone. Boat didn't come yesterday like it was supposed to. My name is Catherine Lillian Riley, and I am trapped on the island of Stroma, and I figure I need to get it right. Right? Right. I've plugged in the mics again, tuned up my violin. Meantime, I wave at the mainland. I flash the light bulbs in the school. No one's seeing me. You sometimes hear the singing from the church, but don't see anyone. You sometimes see the telephone man, but always in the distance. You sometimes get to sleep, but not often, I've found. So I don't have much choice in the matter. That's what I... My name is Catherine Lillian Riley, and I am contained on Stroma sometime at the end of my life. I've listened to sessions 1 through 13 again, and I'm the weakest link. That much is obvious. I'm actually playing a bit out of tune in some places. But beyond that, I'm buggered if I know how to make it any better, really. I don't have much space on the disc, so I'll record. And I mean, if it doesn't work, I'll delete. How long can it take? Okay, these are the Stroma sessions, session 14. Oh no, that was no good. Session 15. These are the Stroma sessions, session 16. Stroma sessions, session 17. Stroma sessions, session 18. This is the one, folks. Yesterday when I was playing... No. Sometimes when I'm playing, Nico and Sam play too. Stroma session, session 20. Doubling the viola this time, which could work. Stroma session, session 49. Cold, it's so cold, I can't think. Hill keeps looking at me funny. Stroma session, session 144. This is the Stroma sessions, session 193. Nico's gonna be on drums for this one. And I think, Sam, are you? No point asking you, you never ever speak to me, do you? Stroma session 200. Vocals, what do we say? Stroma sessions 500. Stroma sessions, Stroma sessions 522. Just quietly walk in. Sit there, always playing the same thing though. Don't speak to me. Sometimes, talk to each other. I can't hear it. Lips move, no words. It ain't fair, really. Really, really, it's not fair, people. Sing song, sing song, sing song, sing. 717. 717. Stroma sessions 1,480. 17,990. 400,320 Stroma sessions. 1,000,000.
The Stroma Sessions was written by Timothy X. Atack and directed by Nicholas Jackson, Steve Bond, and Isolde Penwarden. Riley was played by Rebecca Staton, Hilda by Valine Kane, Sam, Jade Matthew, Nico, David Carlisle, and the Telephone Man by Timothy X. Atack. The narrator was Colin Salmon. Music by Danny Norbury. Sound design by Steve Bond. The Stroma Sessions was produced by Nicholas Jackson and is an Afonica production for BBC Radio 3.
And don't forget you can download the Stroma Sessions and more editions of Drama on 3 from the Radio 3 website or iPlayer Radio. Next week's drama was described by The Independent as a bracingly provocative and outrageously entertaining new play. It's Charles III by Mike Bartlett, which last year won an Olivier Award. After a lifetime of waiting, Charles ascends the throne, a future of power. But how to rule? Mike Bartlett explores the people beneath the crowns, the unwritten rules of our democracy, and the conscience of Britain's most famous family. Tim Bigott-Smith stars as Charles himself, and the play begins at the usual time, 9 o'clock, next Sunday.
She's a composer, singer, actor, choreographer, musical inventor, dancer, filmmaker and performance artist. Meredith Monk has been described as a magician of the voice and one of America's coolest composers.
I try to start from zero every time, and I try to risk and take nothing for granted and have no expectations. My feeling is, if you do know something, then why would you do it? I feel like the idea of making something is to also explore the unknown and to find something new for yourself.
Meet Meredith Monk on Composer of the Week, weekdays at noon and again at 6:30, beginning on Monday, here on BBC Radio 3.
Well, now, at 10:30 on Radio 3, it's time for Early Music Late, presented by Simon Hayes.
In the London of the 1680s, shopping was a surprisingly cosmopolitan experience. Pop over to Soho and you could almost pretend you're in Italy. The markets were heaving with macaroni, spaghetti, parmesan and Chianti. And the regular ships from the western coast of Tuscany brought with them exotic cargoes of laid paper, the latest ladies' fashions and even lap dogs. Yes, all things Italian were in vogue, and Henry Purcell wanted to cash in. In 1683, he produced the first set of trio sonatas ever published in England, promising music lovers that in these sonatas he had faithfully endeavoured a just imitation of the most famed Italian masters, to bring the seriousness and gravity of that sort of music into vogue and reputation among our countrymen. Here's what he meant.